Okay, so I am super excited to be joined by the ever talented, multi-present Mark Williams.
Hello there.
How are you?
All right, yeah, good. Just having a quick cup of tea.
Well, have a sip.
I'm just saying generally, I mean, not right, but yeah, very good.
Good, good. Have you been to Birmingham often? Is this, are you
I'm
local
from
to
Birmingham.
Area? You are? So I apologise. I always thought you were from a bit further south than this.
Well, I'm from Bromsgrove, but I was born in Birmingham. I mean, from in the sense of educated.
Okay, then. You're a lot closer to where I live, then.
Where do you live?
I live quite near Dudley in the Black Country.
Can you remember where it is?
It's been a long day.
What's
Dudley, in the Black Country.
Yeah, but you said near to. Any different village, is it?
No. Not that close. It's
all
just
right,
normally when I tell people I'm from Dudley, they just look at me and they go, I know that.
Okay.
Well, you're one of the most recognisable faces here. I think that's quite clear to see. Looking at your name above you, there are that many different lines. It's fascinating, really.
Yeah.
What would you say got you into the area that you're in today?
Acting. At school. The thing about acting is it's like sport. You've got to start and, you know, you can't want to be an actor. You've got to go and act.
Yeah.
So I started at school and at university and after that. So I just kept going, really.
I mean, before the madness, I assume, with Harry Potter and everything, you were known for the fast
Harry
show.
Potter wasn't mad. It was very carefully done. You know, it was 10 years of very careful work.
Yeah.
So it's quite a lot more laborious than perhaps most people think, especially for big films.
Okay, because obviously that hit the ground running in a way I don't think many people assumed. Were you all aware of how big it was going to be filming the first film?
I joined it after the first film, and I went to see the first film, and I thought, yeah, this is going to be big. But nobody knew we were going to make 8, not even the producer, David Heyman.
Yeah, and how did you feel when you found out you were getting Arthur Weasley? Were you a fan of the books before?
Yeah, I read the books. Obviously, there'd only been 2 out. I thought about Arthur Weasley when I was reading him. I thought I knew what I'd do with him, which is basically what I did, which is make him a bit more jolly hockey sticks than J.K. Rowling.
Well, I mean, he was a bright light during that whole process, I found, and with all the darkness, especially in the last few films, he did bring a definite level of warmth that I think it needed.
Yeah, it did. Although, I mean, they were so complex the last two, there wasn't a lot of space for that. But it was there in spirit.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And as I said, you're known the world round now. It's only probably growing for you. Is there anything that you'd like to do that maybe you haven't had the chance to do yet?
Well, I'm about to do something I've never done, which is musical theatre. So that's watch this space.
Anything you'd like to?
I can't tell you yet.
You can't tell us yet. Okay. No,
it'll be announced soon.
Okay.
Next week.
And is this something you've been planning for a long time?
No, not planning for a long time, but wanting to do for a long time.
And has been musical theatre something you're passionate about?
I think musical theatre is great. I mean, I like to do all genres. I mean, it says actor, it doesn't say special. So I like to...
You don't want to be sort of pigeonholed with one thing?
No, absolutely not.
And is there any opportunity for a fast show reunion?
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
Well, BBC don't make sketch comedy anymore, so they can't afford it.
Oh, right, okay.
Quite where that comes from, I don't know. I think everybody misses catchphrases.
Yeah.
They're useful in day-to-day life.
Anyway, thank you for your time.
Cheers, mate.
That. Thank you.
Not at all.
Would you mind if I had a selfie? Is that okay?
No, of course not.
I appreciate that. Thank you.